What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Fropinion the Podcast. And today, I have with me back, you know, back in the studio. Somewhat our home studio.
Yeah.
Kason and Alexander, my videographers, of course. When I say my, I mean the people who work with me very often. And today we got a special topic, you know, things you shouldn't say to videographers. Well, and I have them here because videographers, right?
Yeah. It's a very big topic, actually.
So, I mean, I have videography background, right? Went to film school, you know, picked up my first camera when I was 17, figured shit out and loved filming, right? And eventually used the skill to earn money, basically, right?
Mm-hmm. As you do.
Yes. So, and you guys, briefly, when did you first start videography, Kason?
2018.
Right, as in like, this was after your SQ stint, right? And then you were doing photography first for
photography,
fun.
Correct.
And then, how do you decide to do photography, or it just came about?
Actually, I've always wanted to do video, okay. But I was so scared because of all the gear and everything. Because I'm self-taught.
You're right. Moving image compared to still image, I can imagine the sudden fear, right?
Yeah, okay. Especially with sound, yes. And the frame rates and everything. So everything was scaring me.
Uh-huh.
So, but then I told myself, okay, I got to try.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did my first video, like for fun, like those cinematic, you know, those the era where we're doing all the cinematic videos, slow-mo.
Cool. Yeah,
that's where I started.
Okay.
I was doing some travel video.
All right, and Alex?
2010, I think.
So how do you start? Like, how did you pick up a camera one day and say, hey, I love doing videos?
Or
like,
you know? I watched too many movies when I was a kid on repeat, and I decided I wanted to learn how to make things. So then in secondary school, actually, I picked up a camera for the first time to do like videos for the school AV club.
And
then
after
that, you know, went to film school after that.
Nice. So mine actually was funny because I same thing, I watched so many films, right? So when I picked up the camera for the first time and made my first video, I basically used whatever I've seen on the movies, on screen, and just figured, okay, I maybe can emulate that. Mm-hmm. This is the copy paste and it worked. Yeah. So yeah, that's my backstory. It's nice the three of us basically used our skills to receive clients and create videos for other people besides ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
But see, we've been in the industry for maybe combined, if you say combined, three of us could be more than 30 years about there. Yeah. In terms of videography, about right? Yeah. Which is about our ages. So
let's not go there.
The thing is that as with almost any job, there are certain quirks or certain things whether be it communicative or, you know, vocabulary or whatnot, in terms of when client and contractor conversation, right? That shouldn't be said or, you know, preferably not, right?
Yeah.
So today's topic,
list.
Right?
Juicy topic.
Of things that shouldn't be said. I won't say things that should never. I'll just say shouldn't lah, because never is a strong word and it'll still be said to us lah.
No matter
but
what.
I actually have a few things here suggested or created by Gordon Lee, this guy on Instagram, right?
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Lee. And I believe he's Asian too, right? Yeah. So nice. He created this list and I'm just going to go through it.
All right.
And then you let me know if you guys have heard it before or do you actually feel it? Do you feel the pain when you hear it, okay? So first thing that shouldn't be said to us, let's say, why can't this video look like, and then shows a scene of a $200 million movie?
I think I feel that a lot because, you know, a lot of people don't really know what goes into making these movies or the kind of budget, the time. And then they just assume, just...
Think very easy, You think very easy,
think iPhone video,
You think of so much money,
exactly.
Yeah, so my experience, the first time I think someone said it to me was, I was doing this gig, I was very young, starting out, right, and I was editing this video. And of course, I don't have the video editing platform capabilities that time. I was still a student, right?
Mm.
I was creating this video, and it was supposed to be a simple video. And then I remember the client was like, hey, you know, I want the video, the camera angle to start from space, solar system. Then we go closer to our solar system, we see Earth. Then from Earth, we go enter Earth, and then we see the continent of Southeast Asia. And then we go towards Singapore, and then we land exactly in our location. And I was looking, I was like, do you know that's like, it costs way more than what you're paying me, and I don't have the camera capabilities. And then what's the reply? But it's good for you in your portfolio.
Ooh.
So you can do it. Oh, and I say, if I can do it, I'll do it.
That's another thing not to say, yes. Actually.
Don't but, say that.
But
yeah.
If I can do it, I'll do
it's
it,
good
right?
For you.
Why would I not want to do it when you tell me to do it? You think exposure. I'm just making excuses because I don't want to do it? Of course I will do it if I can, but I don't have the money. I don't have the capabilities. Right? You can't ask someone to climb a mountain without the proper things, all right? But yeah,
I think the ceiling to entry was a lot higher.
Yeah,
a number of years ago, like a decade or two ago, it was very hard to get into that kind of thing. Mm. Now you could probably do something like what you were describing with animation, but back then, you know.
Yeah, back then I mean like 10 years ago. No?
10 years ago,
yeah, you wouldn't be able to do that with
exactly
that kind of budget. Yeah. So it's. You know.
How about you, Kason? Have you ever heard this before? Like a client tell you, "Hey, I want to do this
for sure."
Like, but the budget is.
Peanuts.
Yeah. So especially like sometimes client have an idea, right? They like what you said, they want to do space and everything.
Yeah.
But they don't understand the constraints, the limitations we have as videographer. And then when we mention to them like, hey, maybe we might need extra equipment. And then when we say extra equipment, how much more? Then when we mention to them, this one's so expensive. Can you just like take from the internet or from Canva or something and then put in the video?
You do lah. Take Canva basket. Yeah.
Then I'm like,
100%. That always.
Yeah. This doesn't make sense. Yeah.
Or we're still like, oh, we need like 100 talents for this. Where are we going to find 100 people? It's like, you got to go hire 100 people. Oh, I'll just go employ the, I'll just use my employees.
Yeah, oh my God. Especially my
own employees.
Oh, I put it a lot. Yeah.
Dude, especially when they said, I'm going to take my own company's talent. And then after the video is done, right? And they say, hey, the video can be better. But of course, you're using someone who's not trained to be a talent.
Yeah, and the best part is like these guys, they always just look straight into camera.
Yeah.
You know, and then they're just like blank out their lines. Like
robots
in it. We understand you want to save money. You want to be like a bit more budget constrained, you know? But expectations must meet your reality.
This reminds me of, there was a meme on 9gag created about this. So they show the client's brief. And it shows the poster of Life of Pi. You know, it's a young boy with the tiger. Oh,
the movie is
then
good.
The client actual budget. They show a small boy putting like a towel around his head. And then the tiger is his orange cat. So I remember, I'll never forget that picture because it's a great representation of exactly client's brief versus client budget.
And expectation.
So it's like, I love it when clients come to you. Hey, I would like to make this video. I want it to look like Transformers by Michael Bay. Yeah, but I got a budget I got the budget of Dora the fucking Explorer, okay? That's all I have.
Don't sniff at Dora the Explorer.
Dora is a good... Dora got the budget,
man. The money. Animation budget.
That's a whole different thing.
The primary colors of Dora, it's all 2D. No, I want Transformers, 4D. Right. But yeah, so in conclusion, basically, you get what you pay for. Done. Okay, you pay for, right? You put $1 in a vending machine, I always say you get one drink. You cannot get three drinks. Yeah.
It's the same thing as like you're going to a Japanese restaurant, you're asking the chef to make a certain type of like dish that you want it to be like Western and everything.
Yeah.
But the Japanese restaurant may not have the Western dishes. And the expectation needs to.
Yeah.
But they don't see us videographers creative as that way because they have been like consuming content nonstop and say, okay, this is just easy, a copy paste. I always say copy paste.
So a good conclusion will be no money, don't talk. Agree?
Pretty much.
Okay,
pretty much.
We say together in 3, 2, 1.
No money, don't talk.
Okay, great. next line, yes. I've worked with a lot of videographers and they don't charge that much.
This one hits hard.
When you give your rate, they're like, okay, so from my experience, I'll say first.
Okay, go ahead.
Many times, a few times, it's like, hey, what's your rate? Is this my rate? Hey, I work with other people before. I work with this guy before, X, Y, or Z. And they never charge so much, they charge this much. Then I say, then why you ask me? But you know why they ask, right? Because just in case you charge cheaper than the guy, they're like,
They try their luck.
Yeah, but okay, the problem is, there isn't a clear market rate, but we can understand, that's a general idea, lah. But it's, you know, maybe a few hundred difference, but you know, there cannot be a negotiating line.
Well,
you walk into someone's shop, hey, the other shops. Yeah. Then go the other shop, lah.
Same thing.
Do you go to a doctor and say, hey, doctor, I want surgery. Doctor says, okay, $10,000. You say, but over there
Nobody says that, right?
Offers me like $10 for your surgery.
It's so
then
funny.
You go there.
It's so funny. They give that kind of like respect to doctors, but not to us creatives. You know, like if the doctors charges you $10,000, you say, oh no, I need to find the $10,000. But to us, they'll be like, can you just a bit more, you know?
I don't know. It's just, So, have you guys...
Because they're not dying. People, they're not going to die from a lack of video.
Have people said that to you before?
For yes, sure.
Absolutely.
For sure, 100%. Many times.
I've heard compare one, you to somebody else.
I've heard an even better one occasionally from some people. It's like, oh, my insert family member name, my brother, my uncle, my nephew. Oh, my nephew can do this for so much less, can do for cheap. And it's just like, okay, then please go call
yeah,
your nephew.
Actually, yeah, I have before. I was maybe just finished my uni and I was doing this gig, right? And so what happened was the previous video was made by the client's friend who used his iPad. And he made the video and he charged her $8,000. Okay, I remember this iPad. So clearly. On bloody iPad. And he wasn't even like a videographer. Oh he God. Just like knew about videography and it was a hobby.
Oh no.
And then she was like, oh, I'm looking for a bit more bigger production, but I don't want to pay more than like maybe 1.5 times 8K. I was like, what?
Okay, but that's like a completely different... That's like a reverse problem.
Yeah, no, but, so, but anyways, spoiled the market. When we spoke, we're doing the negotiation, she said, actually, my 14-year-old nephew can do the same thing. Then go ask your 14-year-old nephew to do it. Why would you use that line in negotiation?
I mean, you know, if he's some child prodigy who's going to become big, then okay, yeah, let him have the job. He probably needs it.
Yeah, ask me for what? You, Kason, have you experienced
that? Yeah, I have. Like, I think because like clients now, they are getting a bit more smarter now. Okay, I'm pretty sure we have experienced this. Like, they come to you and they ask you, oh, what's your quote? Okay, what's your price
and everything, right?
It's okay. It's totally fine to go. You have budget restraints and you are just sourcing out.
Same.
But then when they come to you, okay, say, okay, can I get this so-and-so, this project done? Okay, can I get... I've been hearing whether I got discount from... a referral. Then I was like, okay, I don't usually offer discounts, but since you mentioned that, okay, just maybe I'll offer you a discount. So you give them the quotation and everything. So you discount maybe 15% or 10%. Okay, give quotation. So in your mind, it's like, okay, this client is okay, ready.
Yeah.
1 week later, and then you're like, hey, just checking back with you. How's the progress?
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, thank you for your time, for your quote and everything. I think we decided to go with another vendor. Now I'm like, then why ask discount? If not, if you see my first price already, not acceptable. A discount also is not going to be acceptable for you.
Right. So basically, you're just trying to see how low you can go.
Yeah, how low.
That's low balling, right? In a sense.
I mean, how low you can go. Then they will see everyone the same thing. The cheapest one.
Think about Carousel.
So
I mean, I think Carousel is a good case study.
Yeah, for sure. Low balls.
So I guess it's safe to say also, no money, don't talk.
It is true.
In the most harshest way.
Together?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
No money, don't talk.
Alright, so now, next thing that, this, I guess, it's not just for videographer, but it's more of like, you know, let's assume we all do video and also editing, okay?
Yeah.
So, this is a common thing said. We have a few small changes. Sends a 3-pager PDF. Small your mother, small changes. So, I mean, I understand. Okay, but this one, fair. I understand a lot of people just trying to be polite.
Yeah.
You know, when we do that, right? It's like, hey, great video. Love it. Anyways, we're changing everything.
I mean, I've seen some videos like that. I remember there was one client who basically they got everything shot. And this client, we had the exact same problem in the first question where it's just like they hired a whole bunch of their own employees. I think they basically had like a ton of alcohol served. They were filming a bar and they had to redo the drink so many times because the ice kept melting.
Okay.
So there was one point at the end of the shoot where we had like, I don't know how many drinks stashed on the end of the table, which was all no good takes. Just there was one point where someone had to go to the kitchen and say, stop putting alcohol. Because no one can tell there's alcohol in the video, whether or not there's alcohol.
Oh my God.
But that didn't happen until like, I think at least
not working 20, smart.
Until at least 20 glasses.
And then everyone just kept drinking?
But
on top of that, they went ahead with this entire project without double checking with the big boss, whether or not it was what they wanted. And the big boss was on holiday. Big boss came back. I hate the whole thing.
It happened to me before. Maybe twice only so far in my content creation journey, right? That I'm very strict, you know, if a script is approved, the script's approved, right? You had your chance to change it there and then, and I'm okay with multiple script changes because I haven't filmed anything yet. It's easy to change things on paper.
Right.
But it was confirmed, I filmed, edited, and just as everyone said is great, very last moment, hey, sorry, my big boss just came back from holiday and she did not see the script or approved it because, and according to the staff, did not reply to our messages while she was on her holiday in Europe. And now she can, hey, no, that's not what she wanted. And I'm like, cool, here are my reshoot fees.
So that's one way to tackle that.
Of course, it's the no, I will see.
That we discussed earlier.
Great, you know, your boss holiday, don't repeat to me. I heard it the first time. Not my problem. How is that my problem?
Okay, note to all the young creatives out there who are just starting out, this is why you always get things in black and white.
Yes.
Revision checks are important. Please
check your
revision.
Contracts.
Okay, contracts are important. Make sure don't forget, contracts are important. Yes. If the client doesn't give you one, you make your own gift. Protect your backside.
Yes.
Actually, even if
it's
the client
your time,
gives you
your
one,
money.
Double check.
Yes.
Because I remember that particular shoot also, there was part of the contract that the company I was working with didn't check, which said that all reshoots have to be free.
What? Oh no. Oh,
unless
my gosh.
Hey, your contract is states there then, and you agree to it.
There's a big company in Singapore which does that. I won't say who. Okay. But basically MediaCorp, right, when you they make you sign if all reshoots or is covered under your site yourself.
Yeah.
And
then they squeeze you lah.
Yeah,
definitely.
But things that they won't change it. So I'm like, okay, whatever. So I charge high lah. Fair what?
I think there's some clients who understand that when you do a revision, it takes a lot of time and effort, and they respect you for that, and they try to like say, I'm so sorry, you know, I have to really make these changes. But some of them just don't understand of it.
Yeah, because the thing is, if it's my fault, all right, then I reshoot. Of course, I can reshoot. But if it's not my fault, why should I be giving free services?
It's like telling the plumber to fix again, you know?
Correct.
It's like something they already fixed
the plumbing, and then you spoil it, and then, hey, you better come back for free. What the heck?
Yeah, that's
which plumber's going to do that?
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
we are just like any service providers, you know? Wait, anyways, I have another thing.
Okay.
I don't know if you have encountered that. Let's say this client says, want to do revision. So do maybe 3 revisions already done. Okay, video looks good, everything. Okay, you're satisfied. They're satisfied. 1 week later, they come to you and say, hey, can we, I know we've done 3 revisions, but is it okay we get from you the raw videos? How do you feel about raw videos?
Maybe it depends lah. It depends.
How do you feel?
They don't usually ask. But if they do, I think I know some clients, they will say, hey, how much can we pay for the raw videos?
That's good.
And to me, I'm okay.
That's fair.
I will charge. Usually it's not extravagant lah. But you know, I will charge. And if you want to go edit your own videos later, at least you paid me for. That means technically I'm being paid to video take for you lah.
Just video, not my creative, not my creativity.
Yeah. So, but it should be an extra charge on top lah, because original agreement was to, you know, do the
edited video.
Yes.
Not just that, but also because technically, for most contracts, there's also the question of rights.
Yes.
So technically, the RAWs should belong to you by your rights. And if they want, they have to pay for the right to use that.
Yes.
I mean, you
hear that correct. It's the rights. Yes, it's the rights.
Yeah, the rights.
Wedding videos as well. You always get the clients coming, oh, can I have the RAWs?
Like, the RAWs.
So you want to edit yourself, then just go there.
That is funny. It's like you hired this, let's say, boutique wedding company or a commercial company, and then you want to get their style, right? Yeah. And then they get that raw of it. Then
I mean, it's a very tricky situation because you can say it can be compared to and not to, like baking, for example. You order the cake and you say, hey, can I have the recipe lah, right? Which is, of course, the
you mean you order fried chicken from KFC, do you ask them for the recipe?
Yeah, so it's like, but see, okay, I guess you can argue that our situation is a bit more different because the raw videos is, technically they did pay us to make it. We make it from scratch. So I think it's case by case.
Case by case,
but most clients won't really ask for raw lah. Nowadays, but I know last time more. Yeah, but basically, for this point of like, you know, we have a few changes. Oh, we send many. I don't think we're really complaining about it. It's like if the change is fine, but the concern is sometimes we film according to the script, and then you would think the changes will be reasonable according to, oh, okay, there's some things that now we realize almost all, some things are fine. But if it's some major things, like
the whole flow of the video.
Oh, I want to change the entire music soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Yeah.
Tips. Like, always choose music first. Because sometimes clients, after they hear it, and then you edit everything to the music,
And then that's the worst.
Oh my god.
No, no, music lasts for me. I do everything first, then the music will come in, because if they change music, I get pissed off. But for this point, I'll say it's more like, you know, be reasonable. Be reasonable. If you want to change, have changes, fine. We all expect one or two revisions.
Mm.
But we should 3-2-1. They should 3-2-1. Be reasonable.
Be reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay.
So 3-2-1.
Be reasonable.
Okay. It's but of course, sometimes, guys, you know, when the first cut is approved, you're like,
wow, that's the best feeling. Best feeling. Like you,
but you know, honestly, when that happens, I'm like,
you still feel a bit,
I doubt
like
myself. I'm like, are you sure? So yes,
maybe,
say, yes,
maybe one out of 10 videos.
Yeah, please send us a video now and we can post it. Like, oh, really? Okay, yeah. So next point.
Actually, amount of revisions should be in the contract too, right?
Yeah, I always state like two.
So next point, as written by Gordon Lee, okay. Videographer says, I just delivered the video. Can you send the final payment? Client.
Oh. The part where they ghost you.
Oh my god, yeah. They'll rush
Here's
you.
The thing, guys.
Like a horrible
I've
date.
Some companies, okay, during the concept period, rush me for concept. I do the concept, disappear for many days. Hi man, okay, can you film now? That's like, what the heck? Hey, you give me a heads up. Never mind. Wait, can you film? Okay, finally film. When can you edit? Okay, I did fast for you. Okay, great. Okay, we need to do it fast, guys. Okay, we need to post by some unreasonable date. You know, okay, great. Done. All right, guys. I've sent the video. Where can I send my bank details or, you know, send my invoice? Where? And ghosted. And hey, it's reasonable for me to
chase
upset,
you,
right? To be upset if you ghost me, like, cannot be. Wow, I want the work done, so talk to me. Oh, wow, ready there, no? Ready to talk to me. And then I'm going to ask for money. Run away.
Disappear.
Ghost. Ignore. Hey, no, the funny, keep it obvious, right?
The funny part is after they like disappear for 2 weeks, right? Then they get back to you and then they say, according to our processing team, 30 days later.
30,
right,
I mean,
30 if you're lucky.
30, then. Okay. 30, I give face. But you know, there's some companies in Singapore which I won't name, right?
I know, yeah.
I know what you say. I forgot the name of the company now, but 100 days, eh? Sorry, 90 days.
90, I know which one. Okay.
And you know which one? Right? Yeah, I think it's like, not only that. 90 days, fine. I sign, I agree, right? At least fucking pay me by 90 days, lah. 91 day, nothing. 92 day, nothing. I call.
Let me check.
Then 98 day, they pay me. Hey, I'm like, hey, that's fucking invisible. I would say it's fucking invisible. People need to eat, okay?
Yes, yeah.
No, I agree. And another point of why you always check the contract, because the one particular company I'm thinking of, they actually have a clause in there that says, you know, 90 days from date of submission of your invoice. Like, so it's not from date of completion of project.
How many? There's four months of bullshit, after payment, you know.
Exactly.
Bullshit, that's
who
bullshit.
Can survive off?
It should be either submission or final product. Full stop.
We also product, need to eat, why?
Yeah, product has already been released.
Some people, this is just their sole income, eh.
But to be fair, some people in our industry, I don't know why they submit invoice late. You know? Don't you want money?
Yeah, I always submit fast.
I also sometimes see some friends.
Like, yeah, I've got a DP friend. He's like, oh yeah, nowadays I just queue up my invoice and the moment
queue up.
He'll like do the invoice before he goes to work, finish the job, come back, send.
Before
the job, right?
Yeah. But I don't know. 50% of the time, I find myself chasing for payment. Even though it's 30 days agreed, it's always like that, you know. But and I guess for smaller companies, they'll say, oh, finance is forgot or whatever, but fine, whatever. But big companies, to me, no excuse. You're a big corporation. We all need to eat here, guys. Come on.
It's true. Maybe they should have like a finance department for creatives, huh?
Yeah,
middle person.
So, for this one, is don't ghost la. Right? Yeah,
it's not polite in romantic or professional life.
So when we ask for payment, 3-2-1, don't ghost la. Tolong la.
We all need to too fun leh.
All right, and next thing that you shouldn't.
What y'all need to too fun?
I just mixed everything.
I mean, fair enough. That's English right there. Multi language, right? Yeah. All right. Next thing you shouldn't really say to a videographer. I would like 3 camera angles, but I only got budget to hire one guy.
Like, that's not like we said that earlier.
I tell you, I think we can go deeper than that. See, you can hire one guy, you want 3 cameras, but you only can pay for one camera. Mm, yeah. Oh, but you know, you'd be good that if your guy can have three, or maybe you'll find someone else who can provide three cameras and we pay one person. It's like, come on. Three angles is three extra things to edit. It's three recording, you know.
It's how data can, space yeah, on your yeah. hard drives. Hard drives cost... No, the data on your hard drives hard cost drive money.
Yeah, if you only can afford one guy, then too bad lah. I mean,
I was talking to a friend who was saying, you know, we're very glad that the crypto thing has sort of like burst because ooh. Of... Yeah, yeah. For a large part of it, the price of hard drives went up because of the people who were trying to like do data mining and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, because like a ton of people went and bought like all these drives so that they could store
the
and
mining.
Do all the mining ah. for crypto. And so for the rest of us non-crypto persons or not as involved or people who are just trying to use it for professional work, even researchers and everything, it actually was halted because of that sudden like demand and then there wasn't enough hard drives
what?
To go around for a bit.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a thing apparently.
But hard drives are expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, yeah.
But yeah.
But see, all the costs.
Who's going to operate
costing.
Three cameras at 1%?
No, the thing is that if you pay, maybe lah. Maybe. Let's
I'm
say,
sorry.
Let's say, pay, but actually, don't if you pay, then you get, must well get the extra guy.
Yeah.
Give the money to the extra guy. Right? Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
Does it make sense? Like, would you,
yeah.
one solo
but
person,
see, I use the vending machine thing again. Okay. You don't go to a vending machine. Hey, I want three Coke cans, but I only have $1 for one Coke can. The vending machine, if you could, it would point a middle finger coming out. You know, from
the vending machine will say what?
Yeah, it will dispense a middle finger.
Will say what? Vending machine will say what?
Not enough money. Insufficient coins.
No money?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or you'll just suddenly just go over it. You know? All red. Like, oh, no more stock.
Yeah.
Sold out. Yeah. So, but yeah, like, seriously, guys, this one is another no money, don't talk.
Yeah, definitely.
So basically, if someone says, hey, I want three camera angles, but I only can afford one videographer, you say,
no money, don't talk.
It's true.
Yeah. And yeah, so like, is there... Well, maybe one more thing for this episode. One more thing that you guys have heard that you never want to hear or you think shouldn't be said to videographers.
I have one.
Okay, come.
Okay, this one's very, very fun, especially. Okay,
yes.
Especially when clients, like I say, talk to you. Hey, let's do this project together. Let's collaborate. I love your ideas and everything. Perfect, let's work on this, okay? Then you ask them, okay, can I get the brief? You know, what are the shots I need to take? And I say, no worry, man, we trust you. We leave it up to you.
Oh my lord.
There's two types, okay? There's two types of clients for this.
I trust you.
There's two types.
Do you?
You trust your creative mind. One camp will be like, they trust you. They leave it everything to you and then maybe minimal revisions only. The other camp is where they say, like what, the 3-page PDF after that. And then you'll be like, I thought you trust me?
Yes. So basically the trust you, right? And usually when clients say they trust you, it's another way of saying, I don't know what the fuck I want. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Like. Show me first, then I want to be the commenter. Yeah, but there's no other way for them to say it politely. It's just, instead of saying, hey, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Why not you film first? And then, you know, I will I will let you know later what you shouldn't do. Because based on what I don't know what I'm doing, yeah. But yeah, that's another triggering one. Any experience of that, Alex?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. You know, clients generally, you will find that a lot of them, they have a lot of ideas of what they want, but it's very abstract. Mm. They don't know how to concretely translate that. And I think...
That's fine,
for
yeah.
For the better ones who are more informed, they're like, okay, let's talk about it. Let's hash out the idea before we go ahead. But then there's some, like he said, it's just like, oh...
I trust
blank
you,
check.
Man.
Go ahead. Yeah. And then after you discover me. The blank check bounced.
Blank check.
No, but yeah. See, I do want to acknowledge that there have been a few clients in my life that you guys are amazing. You're like, I trust you and I do.
I
trust
love
you,
your
man.
Humor.
I trust you, Smiley Afro, and I do everything and you love it. We run with it and it does well. You guys are the people, man. Whoa. Yes.
Those are the one.
So yeah, well, what's a good tagline for that? Like, and someone say, I trust you. Okay, like, you sure or not? Don't bluff. Okay. Don't bluff.
Yeah, you sure or not? Don't bluff, okay.
So when a client says to you sometimes, like, hey, I trust you, do everything, you say, don't bluff. So yeah, that's it for this episode of Things You Shouldn't Say to a Videographer.
Take note.
I think there'll be more. more things. There's still more things.
I think there's a lot more to uncover.
Let's go figure out, guys, and we can track back again for another episode. So I hope you guys listening here have enjoyed this episode.
I hope that if you are a content creator, a videographer, or any other kind of creative, some of this sounds familiar and helps you.
To any aspiring people.
Cover your blind spots.
To whoever is already a videographer, I hope you can relate, you know, how you feel.
I'm sure you can.
What's the good word to describe this? Huddle together or experience this together. You know, how you feel us, feel you too. And I mean, feel free to use our ending taglines when someone, when clients or potential people who want to work with us do say these.
You send them the clip. Imagine when the client says, "I trust you." Then you send this clip.
Blah blah. Sure, you trust me, man.
I have a voice note for you guys.
So, but let us know in the comments if there's any comment section available, depending on where this video is up. other things that you know may have been said which shouldn't be said. Right. And we'll be back soon, you know. Thank you, Kason and Alex, once again
for
sharing.
Our pleasure.
I'm looking forward to the next episode where you come back and we discuss more of this topic as videographers, editors, whatnot in the creative industry. So once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to Fropinion, the podcast. See you soon.
See you next time.
Bye-bye.